Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and you can hear us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, I have two individuals with PATH. We have Bill Gromish and Carissa Cox joining us. And Carissa and Bill, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having
us. Nice to be here.
Yes, thank you guys so much for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk. The PATH to Fostering is an event that's coming up in Jamestown on the 23rd. We're going to talk more about that and what that involves and who that's for. But first, I think we should start with either Bill or Carissa about what PATH is.
Well, PATH is a great agency. One of the biggest programs we have in PATH is therapeutic foster care. And again, we need foster parents. We need good foster parents. PATH is a therapeutic foster care agency, which means the kids that we serve, they've all come from trauma and some pretty tough backgrounds. So again, we really need families where these kids know that they're safe, that they're wanted, that they're loved, that they're not going to give up on these kids.
Is there anything special when it comes to being a foster parent for a therapeutic, a foster care child?
You know, the requirements are the same for therapeutic foster care as regular foster care. Just solid people. They need that bedroom space. They need a car with driver's license, a stable income, able to pass background checks. But, you know, ultimately, we're just looking for good people that want to positively impact kids.
Excellent. And even though you don't have the numbers, Bill, you said that kind of in this area and maybe even the state of North Dakota, there is always a need for foster parents.
Absolutely. Right now on our list, there's anywhere between 55 and 60 kids that are waiting for homes. And you know, as a recruitment and licensing specialist like Chris and I are, we get the word. They tell us that Jamestown is a key area. If a child is referred in the Jamestown area, we want to keep that child in this area. If there is not a foster home available for little Susie or little Timmy, that child will be placed on a statewide list, and they could end up anywhere in the state of North Dakota. Again, those homes in other areas are good also, but we really want to keep them in this community if we can.
You know, and family connections is really important with PATH, and we're looking for homes who have the time and the space to be able to commit to sibling groups because of the importance of keeping kids together and families together.
Excellent. Carissa Cox and Bill Gromish joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about PATH, and of course we'll talk about the PATH to Fostering event coming up in Jamestown. So what does it take to become a foster parent? I know that Bill pointed out some of those typical things, having a license, a job and everything, but is there anything that you know, that a person needs or has to be qualified in to become a foster parent?
Yes, foster parents do need to become licensed. The process is a bit of a commitment. It requires background checks. There's a lot of training involved. And they also have to go through a very thorough home study assessment. From start to finish, this process can take anywhere from 2 to 4 months to complete.
Okay, 2 to 4 months. Excellent. And I'm sure you guys have a website and everything, too, if individuals have questions about PATH or about foster care.
Absolutely. We have a website, www.pathinc.org. We also have a toll-free number, 877-766-7284. We'd be happy to visit with folks if they have questions.
Perfect. Excellent. So this PATH to Fostering event coming up on the 23rd of January at Babs from 6 to 7. What does this event entail? Is it another chance for individuals to learn more about this?
Exactly right. Again, it's going to be a very casual event. We're going to be at Babs, and we're going to have goodies and coffee available. We're going to sit, and we're going to talk about the process, answer any questions. Again, a very informal meeting. There's absolutely no commitment on anyone's part. We just want to give them that information and help them make a decision if now might not be a good time for them to come on board with PATH.
Perfect. Very good. So it sounds like there is a commitment to it, but I'm sure with the need of it being out there, you're always looking for more people to even learn more information about it and help spread that to get other people who may not know as much information about it.
Absolutely. It is a commitment. There's social workers or us as licensing workers. You know, we guide folks through that process to try and make that licensing process go as smoothly as possible. You know, and what we're really looking for too is, you know, if you do come to that meeting and if you decide it's not necessarily for you, yes, please spread the word. Maybe your neighbor, maybe a church member, maybe a teacher at your kid's school, they might have interest. Just spread that word, because there's a lot of great people out there that this would be a really good fit for.
Excellent. Very good. Bill Gromish again and Carissa Cox joining us on Let's Talk. One thing that I did want to ask, what is one of the most common questions you guys get when it comes to foster care or the PATH program?
Well, one of them is, do you have to be married? And no, you don't. Again, we have a lot of single parents that do foster and do a wonderful job. And we have supports in place to help a single parent. Again, if they have a child in their home that needs daycare, we're going to set that up. If there's after school programming, we're going to set that up for them. So I'd say that's definitely one of the big myths.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of support that goes along too with being a foster parent, because it can be challenging from time to time. And, you know, I think a lot of people just question whether or not they're going to be able to do it on their own. Ultimately, they're not going to be on their own. They're going to have a social worker who they have regular contact with, support from, and basically kind of a team wrapped around them and the children in their home to help support and guide them through.
Excellent. I'm sure that's very scary for anybody who's looking into foster care.
It is. And again, you know, to take that first step, I think, is a scary piece for them. But, you know, I think once they understand it and understand the supports that they're going to get, I think it's very comforting. And it's very doable. It is a commitment, but very doable. And if you want to have a positive impact in your community, this is a great avenue to do that.
Excellent. Very good. So make sure you have plans to attend if you're interested, or you know somebody who's interested in foster care, specifically to therapeutic foster care, as Bill talked about. Babs will be the place to be in Jamestown on the 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. Let's get that contact information one more time for maybe the individuals who lost that.
Sure. Our website is www.pathinc.org, and our toll-free number is 877-766-7284.
7284.
And you know, and if you can't attend that event, give us a call and we'll set up a time to visit with you or meet with you individually. More than happy to do that also.
Excellent. Carissa or Bill, anything else you guys wanted to toss out there about PATH or about foster care?
It's just a great opportunity to give back. Again, we have great people. PATH really is a family, and please come and learn about it, again, with no obligation.
You know, and also, too, just to say, there's also part-time programs, so okay. Full-time seems very maybe overwhelming for some folks. You can definitely start slow and just focus on some more of those part-time as-needed ways to help in foster care. So
excellent. Very good. Well, Bill and Carissa, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you very much.